Hey, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, also known as AZ Lady Z. Always, always, always click the links below. Like, share, subscribe, rumble this. I would like to thank you for all that. Make sure you check the links below because there's a video in the links below that I want you to look at if you're interested in building legacy wealth for your family. So the legacy wealth is basically using three of life's curveballs: dying too soon, becoming ill or injured, and not being able to work. Therefore, that's the number one: bankruptcy and foreclosure. That's the number one: bankruptcy and foreclosure is becoming ill or injured, not having that cash flow. And then the other one is, life's curveballs. Something breaks down in your house, the refrigerator, the your kids need braces, or just something, right? And you don't have the money. Well, you can dip into your savings portion and you're going to get a whole lot more interest than what you'll get at the bank. And the cool thing is, your money will never go in reverse. So check the link below. Let's talk. And I'm excited to share that with you. Also, I'm a huge fan of essential oils. So click the link below to get natural health the natural way, the way God intended with nature. Okay, so some news that came over the weekend, and I was with my family. A lot of these YouTubers, a lot of the Rumblers, they're just doing this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can't do that because I'm a mom and a wife, and I also have my business to run. But God bless them, that they're willing to do that. But I'm not getting paid for this, number one. If you'd like to support me, hey, the links are below. I'd love to have that support. But also, I think watching my kids grow up, and I have to have my business. So I do this when I can. And over the weekend, Karen Fan said that there is just no way that the Senate can overturn an election because there was senators that are like, this is enough information, we have enough. Because it was over 100,000 votes, over like close to 150,000 votes that are in question. Okay, there's a lot of illegal votes. And so some of our senators are like, that's enough, we can recall our electors. And Karen Fan was like, that's not part of our scope. And so I don't know if she's just misinformed or if she doesn't want, like, I'm not sure what her thinking is, but I came across this on the War Room, Steve Bannon on the War Room, and I thought I'd share this with you. So maybe there's like light at the some light to share what Karen Fan said, and is that true what Karen Fan said? So if you don't know who Karen Fan is, she is the Senate President of Arizona. So let me share this with you. Let's see what he says.
On the Senate, after you have the evidence, the data, and the proof that Joe Biden did not win the state.
Well, I mean, we're in uncharted territory, but there are a couple of things to point to. We can point to the Hawaii election of 1960, when the governor subsequently certified another slate of electors after they discovered error in the initial certification. We can point to Section 2 of Title 3 of the United States Code that says when a state has had an election and has failed to make a choice on the day prescribed by law, which is, the choice that was made was, it was if the assumption is it was fraudulently given because of illegal votes, the electors may be appointed on a subsequent day in such manner as the legislature of such state may direct. So that recognizes the authority of the legislature to fix a problem. We also have a backdrop of common law, which is when you have a fraud, the actions taken pursuant to the fraud are unraveled after the discovery of the fraud. If the evidence really does come in as definitive that the election and the electorals cast from Arizona were fraudulently given and they should have given the other direction, then I think there is ample authority to fix this problem. We don't have to live with a fraudulent election.
This is all, in fact, this is all that the president and you were asking for on January 6th was just to revert it back to the, I think Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania had all made contact, I think, with Mitch McConnell saying, hey, we think we had an issue with the actual certification of the electors. The process we're going through now, these full forensic audits, that's quite frankly a version of this is essentially what you guys want to do. Send it back to the Senates and let them get to the bottom. Was the certification process correct or not? Is that was that your thinking?
Well, yeah, you can look at my statements on January 6th and the president's statements and tweets on January 6th. What the vice president was asked to do is simply accede to requests from the several state legislatures to give us a week to try and get to the bottom of this. Pennsylvania's was particularly good. The Senate pro tem leader of the Pennsylvania Senate said our electors were fraudulently cast, illegally cast, because of grievous violations of our state law, the manner we had set out for choosing electors. Give us a week to see if we can get to the bottom of it and then let you know whether to count those electors or to do something else. And that's what the vice president refused to do on January 6th.
Do you think, Karen Fan, the reason she said this the way she said it is that to make sure that the focus now is getting to the bottom of what happened? She's got this full forensic audit. They're doing a count right now. They've got this issue with the canvas. Merrick Garland is threatening, you know, implying criminal penalties for anybody involved in the canvas. Plus, they obviously have the machines to do it. You got Mike Lindell's air game that's going to come up in mid-August. What do you think her rationale is, given that I assume you believe she's not absolutely technically correct?
Right. I've long said that the precondition for even discussions about possible remedies is definitive proof of not only election fraud, but election fraud significant enough to have affected the results of the election in enough states to have affected the results of the electoral college vote as well. And then we can start talking about remedy. But I think it's important to acknowledge the Constitution does not set out a remedy and it doesn't foreclose remedies here. This really is sui generis. It's something we've never dealt with before and that the Constitution doesn't give us a clear roadmap on.
John Eastman, how can people follow you? How can they get access to you, sir?
Best way is...
So, she wasn't entirely wrong. She wasn't entirely right. I'm sure, you know, if I was a person who was running for office and someone cheated me out of my seat, I'd want to get my seat back, wouldn't you? So even if they don't do it on a legislative level, if this turns out to be what is very suspected to be after some of this evidence that's been come forward with Arizona, Maricopa, it's looking very nefarious, but it could also just be really bad management, really bad management. However, laws were broken in Arizona, and that's coming from some of the senators. So if laws were broken in Arizona regarding the election, then you can't keep, in my mind, you can't keep those electors if laws were broken in Arizona. It sounds like something needs to happen. Who knows what will happen with that? But what I do think is we need to have audits in 50 states. All 50 states need to have an audit, because even in the ones that went to Donald Trump, you don't know. In Arizona, we have been a red state for decades, like over 100 years. And there was like two times that we had a Democrat governor. But generally speaking, we have been a red state, but they have been slowly turning our state, and I think they've been turning our state through our election system. That's what they've been using elections slowly over years, I think, after all this has come forward, to change our state, because we are not a red state. We are not a blue state, we're a red state. And so if you're a red state, even if your votes went to Donald Trump or went down ballot to your Republicans, do an audit. Make sure they're slowly not turning your state blue. If my state turned blue organically, that'd be one thing. But if they're forcing my state to turn blue on paper when it really isn't a blue state, then that's a lie. That's horrible. So audit in every 50 states. And I really do think something can happen, because Pennsylvania is doing an audit. Georgia's doing an audit. Arizona's doing an audit. I'm sure there's more states to come that will be doing audits. But all 50 states need to do an audit. Anyways, that's all I have for you today. Have a great day. Take care.